This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War. Well, hello and welcome once again to The Invisible War. I'm Kevin Harris, and you have come to the right place. The Invisible War program is a Bible-based study on spiritual warfare taken from the book The Invisible War, Living in Victory Over the Enemy, and it's written by our very own host and teacher of The Invisible War radio program, Dr. Rob Randall. And today we're going to continue our study of spiritual warfare as our focus is on how to use the Word of God in prayer. Now, this is very important. Using God's word in prayer and tearing down strongholds in our lives, as well as in the lives of those for whom we are called on to pray. Dr. Randall, we're going to begin a very special program today on praying the Word of God. And you'll have to explain to us what you mean by that. A lot of people enjoy reading from a prayer book or reading the Psalms. Is this what you mean by praying the Word of God?
Kevin, the Word of God is the revelation of God. In it, we have the manifestation of the presence and power of Almighty God. The truth of the matter is, we need to learn how to use the Word of God in warfare. Most particularly, notice here, Jesus used the Word of God in his encounter with Satan, and that dynamic is still true today. So today, we're going to discuss how we can use the Word of God in prayer in warfare.
Okay, let's begin this discussion then. And Dr. Randall, help us understand praying the Word of God.
You know, the Scriptures claim for themselves to be theopneustos. Now, that's the word. But it simply means it comes from two words, theo, which means God, and pneustos, which means breath. It literally means all Scripture comes to us from the very breath of God. My dear friend and mentor, Dr. Bill Nix, authored with one of your friends, Kevin, Dr. Norm Geisler, a book that has become a classic on the interpretation and authority of Scripture. This book is entitled A General Introduction to the Bible. In it, they say, and I quote, "The Greek word for inspiration, theopneustos, means God breathed. But in its broader theological usage, it is often used to include the process by which the Scriptures or writings were invested with divine authority for doctrine and practice." 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17. It is the writings that are said to be inspired. The writers, however, were Spirit-moved to record their messages. Hence, when viewed as a total process, inspiration is what occurs when Spirit-moved writers record God-breathed writings. All Scripture is inspired, there's that word, inspired, God-breathed by God, and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. The explanation of the relationship between the Word of God and God is given in the Gospel of John. In John chapter 1, verse 1, hear these words, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." We find these words in Hebrews as to what the Scriptures claim for themselves. Hebrews 4, verse 12, "For the Word of God is living and active and sharper than any two-edged sword and piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. The Word of God, Psalm 119:89, is forever settled in heaven. It's settled. And in Exodus 32, verse 11 through 14, Moses reminded God of his promises, and the scriptures say, listen to it, "So the Lord changed his mind about the harm which he said he would do to his people." Our prayer offered through faith in the Word of God. Think about it. Our prayer can even change the mind of God. God has obligated himself through the declaration of his eternal word. It's settled. He doesn't change his word. It is forever settled in heaven. In the scriptures and through the scriptures, we have the very presence of God. We must never separate the living word of God from the written word of God. We do not worship a book, no, but we worship the God who speaks through his word. You cannot separate that which he has revealed to us from heaven itself, the word of Almighty God. Each is the living presentation of the presence and power of God. In a wonderful supernatural way, God is able to use our faith by using the scriptures as a powerful weapon in warfare. According to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 3 through 5, we have four vital pieces of information identifying the weapons our Lord has given us in the warfare against the powers of darkness. Number one, they are not the weapons of the world. Politics, manipulation, no good with the powers of darkness. Secondly, they have divine power. These weapons are supernatural, not just natural, they're supernatural. Thirdly, they are associated with the knowledge of God. And number four, their purpose in warfare is to take our thoughts captive. In Ephesians 6, verse 10 through 18, Paul listed the whole armor of God. Only one piece of the armor is actually an offensive weapon. The belt, shield, breastplate, shoes, and helmet are all defensive pieces of armor intended to keep us from being injured by the weapons of the evil one. But the sword of the Spirit, clearly identified as the Word of God, is the obvious offensive weapon listed in the whole armor of God. Let's notice it in verse 18. "With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit, and with this in view, be on alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints." It is obvious to me that the two major weapons with divine power in our warfare are the Word of God, the sword of the Spirit, and Spirit-empowered prayer. These two weapons have divine, supernatural power. The word for power in the original language of the New Testament is dunamai. It means to be able. We get the word dynamite from it. Someone has said the enemy's strongholds can't be swept away with a spiritual broom. We can't fuss at them and make them flee. We can't ignore them and they disappear. Strongholds are broken one way only. They have to be demolished. Today, if a building or a fortress is to be removed, dynamite is put strategically in the building and then detonated. I remember when across the street from our church in downtown Dallas, the old Cotton Exchange building had to come down. And so all of us went downtown to watch this amazing explosion. I thought, my goodness, how in the world can any of these buildings survive this explosion? Well, it was strategically put to detonate. And after a while, they put it on the TV and recorded this demolition of this old grand building in downtown Dallas. But it didn't take long. All of a sudden, we heard a pop and a boom and a wham, and then some more pops and all explosions, one after another. And just in about 2 or 3 minutes, the thing was rubble. That building that had been there probably over 100 years or however long it had been there, a long time, longer than I've been alive, was nothing but rubble. That's the way strongholds are. You can't just ignore it and it go away. You can't sweep it away. Demonic strongholds have to be demolished. Can you imagine if we were to attack a building with loud mouths, sticks, or stones? Sadly, many of us try to fight the enemy's fortresses in our lives the same way. We try to break down our strongholds with carnal weapons like determination, secular psychology, and denial. But it doesn't work, does it? No, strongholds have to be destroyed. God has given us two sticks of dynamite, His Word and prayer. Strapping them together and igniting them with faith in what God says He can do. Prayer keeps us in constant communion with God. Without a doubt, prayerless lives are powerless lives. And prayerful lives are powerful lives. I want everyone to hear this carefully. We must understand that God's ultimate purpose in all of our warfare is not just to give us a power encounter. But the purpose of the power encounter is to bring us into the intimacy and communion with Him. Yes, God wants to bring us healing. But more than that, He wants us to know the healer. Yes, God wants to give you resurrection life. But more than that, He wants you to know the resurrection and the life. He wants you to know Him. It is never the will of God for warfare to become our primary focus. The primary strength that we have in warfare is holiness. It's godliness, which is achieved only through intimacy with God. You know, Beth Moore puts it so well. Hear her quote today. God will undoubtedly enforce prayer as one of the weapons of our warfare because His chief objective is to keep us connected entirely to Him. We will never win any spiritual battle without prayer. But when the heat of the battle has momentarily cooled, the plunder from the battle is far greater intimacy with God. Prayer is not the means to an end. In so many ways, it is the end itself. The best example we have is the way Christ Jesus used the Scriptures in Luke 4 to resist and rebuke the enemy. The Word of God can be used as a prayer to confront the powers of darkness. Today we will begin our study of using particular scriptural passages that have been found to be extremely powerful and effective in the cleansing process. Learn to pray these specific scriptures over a person in the battle in which they find themselves with the powers of darkness. You have a loved one in a pit? Have you fallen into a pit? It is not only through prayer, but you will find the Word of God in prayer that will be extremely effective as you come to the Lord. Ask the Lord Jesus to cause the Word of God to become the sharp two-edged sword in the spirit world He promises them to be. In 2 Timothy 3:16 through 17, John 1:1, Hebrews 4:12, Ephesians 6:17, Hebrews 4:12, I'm doing this quickly, but I want you to see these. In the book of Jude, these are all extremely powerful scriptures that can be used in warfare prayer.
Dr. Randall, let's get into these scriptures then, and teach us how to specifically use these in spiritual warfare.
This is the way that I would begin. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to You as Your child, as a joint heir with Christ Jesus. I thank You that You are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I could ask or think. I thank You, Lord Jesus, that I am a victor, not a victim. I thank You that everything I need to be free in Christ has been made available to me through the shed blood of Calvary. I thank You, Christ Jesus, that it was for freedom that You came to set us free. You came to destroy the works of the devil. As I pray Your Word over this matter, I ask You to use Your Word as a sharp two-edged sword, separating righteousness from unrighteousness, good from evil, and the truth of God from the lies of the enemy. I ask You, Lord Jesus, to make the evil ones hear and obey the Word of God. May what is done here today bring glory to Your holy name. May Your cleansing work cause all of the holy angels to rejoice and all the evil ones to be tormented, even to the very pit of hell itself. As I pray these scriptures back to You, I ask, Lord Jesus, that you would use them to confront, rebuke, and dismantle the evil ones and their strongholds. As I pray the word of God, use each word to set this captive one free for your glory alone. And then I would use one of the most powerful passages in all the Bible is the little book of Jude. Listen to how this can be used wonderfully and powerfully in prayer. Jude, a bondservant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called beloved in God the Father and kept for Jesus Christ, may mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write you about your common salvation, I felt the necessity to write to you appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith which was once for all delivered to the saints. For certain persons have crept in unnoticed, those who were long beforehand marked out for this condemnation, ungodly persons who turn the grace of our God into licentiousness and deny our only Master and Lord Jesus Christ. Now I desire to remind you, though you know all things once for all, that the Lord, after saving a people out of the land of Egypt, subsequently destroyed those who did not believe. And angels who did not keep their own domain, but abandoned their proper abode, he has kept in eternal bonds under darkness for the judgment of that great day. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them, since they in the same way as these indulged in gross immorality and went after strange flesh, are exhibited as an example in undergoing the punishment of eternal fire. Yet in the same manner, these men also by dreaming defile the flesh, rejected authority, and revile angelic majesties. But Michael the archangel, when he disputed with the devil and argued about the body of Moses, did not dare pronounce against him a railing judgment, but said, "The Lord rebuke you." But these men revile the things which they do not understand, and the things that they know by instinct like unreasoning animals. By these things they are destroyed. Woe to them, for they have gone the way of Cain, and for pay they have rushed headlong into the error of Balaam and perished in the rebellion of Korah. These men are those who are hidden reefs in your love feast when they feast with you without fear, caring for themselves, clouds without water, carried along by winds, autumn trees without fruit, doubly dead and uprooted, wild waves of the sea, casting up their own shame like foam, wandering stars for whom the black darkness has been reserved forever. And about these also Enoch in the seventh generation from Adam prophesied, saying, "Behold, the Lord came with many thousands of his holy ones to execute judgment upon all and to convict all the ungodly of all their ungodly deeds which they have done in an ungodly way, and all the harsh things which ungodly sinners have spoken against God." These are grumblers. You may want to put your name in here. "Lord, I have been a grumbler. I have been the one finding fault, following after my own lusts. I have spoken arrogantly, flattering people for the sake of gaining my advantage. But you, beloved, ought to remember the words that were spoken beforehand by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, that they were saying to you, 'In the last time there shall be mockers. Lord, forgive me for cooperating with mockers, following after their own ungodly lusts.' These are the ones who cause divisions, worldly-minded, devoid of the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourself up in the most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting anxiously for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to eternal life. And have mercy on some who are doubting. Save others, snatching them out of the fire, and some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment polluted by the flesh. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless with great joy. To the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time and now forever." Lord, I ask that you would take this word and apply it now where it needs to go. thank you that your word is alive and sharper than any two-edged sword. May you use it for your glory in my life and, as I pray, through your life. And I pray it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Well, Dr. Randall, we have run out of time, but we're going to pick it up there next time as we continue to discuss prayer and this series on praying the Word of God. I know that there are many people who have found this a real encouragement, and you may know of someone who would really be encouraged by what you've heard today. Let them know that you can get any and all of our programs at our website, theinvisiblewar.org. You just hit the broadcast button when you go to that website, and you can download for free any of our programs that you may have missed. We want to remind you, as we thank you for listening today, that it is through your faithfully standing with us that we're able to bring the invisible war to you and to the many hurting and wounded among us. If you've been blessed by this program, would you give as generous a gift as our Lord would lead you to give? You can make your investment into this ministry by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or call us toll-free, 877-808-8886. That's toll-free, 877-808-8886. If you want to keep a biblical and balanced program on spiritual warfare, then call us or write to us today. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, or call 877-808-8886. Now, you may not have access to a computer. You can send your letters and support to Rob Randall Evangelistic Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. That's P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. We look forward to hearing from you. Please do it today. We have heard from so many of you over the last several months of how this program has ministered to your life. You have heard the incredible teaching on spiritual warfare from Dr. Randall, as well as many personal testimonies from very special guests. But we want to hear from many more of you. We would love to hear how God has transformed your life and how you have faced the enemy with boldness to conquer his destructive schemes. We want to share some of these stories of victory by reading some of them on the air, or even the possibility of having you join us as a very special guest in an upcoming broadcast. Your story may be exactly what other listeners need to hear to turn the corner and begin to apply the same valuable principles that Rob shares on a regular basis. Write your story and send it to us by email at askrob@theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can send your letters to The Invisible War, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. You can also go to our website at theinvisiblewar.org and go to the Contact Us section and find an option that works best for you to send it to us. Your story of healing and victory may be just the exact message others need to hear to find the same victory in their lives. So email us today with yours. That's askrob@theinvisiblewar.org. As we come to the end of this program, Dr. Randall, would you lead us in prayer?
What a privilege is mine to be able to pray with you today. Thank you for the privilege that you give me to share with you in prayer. Would you just draw your heart toward the Savior right now? Father, I thank you in Jesus' name for all that you're doing, seen and unseen. Lord, I pray for my friend who's not sure that they have a relationship with you, who are not sure today they're going to heaven when they die. Lord, I pray that you would speak to them, call them by name, even now. I pray that you would remove every lying, every hindering spirit, all of the trauma memories that the enemy would use to keep us from you. Lord, pour your blood over it in Jesus' name and throw the evil ones now aside so that we can hear your voice. You've told us that my sheep hear my voice. And they know me. So I pray right now that your voice would easily be heard by everyone who is listening to this program. Lord, for those who are not certain of their salvation, give them the courage to turn from their sin and to turn to you. And I pray this in the mighty, matchless, wonderful, most powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Now, if you've prayed with me today, I'd like to hear from you. Would you email me by going to our website, invisiblewar.org, or you can call me toll-free, 1-877-808-8886. Let me know of your prayer concerns. I want you to know I will receive each email personally. I will return each call personally. I want the privilege of being able to pray with you. Thank you so much for listening to The Invisible War. Thank you for your prayer and support. We look forward to meeting with you next week at the same time on The Invisible War.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcasts, information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.